designed one.
You built your own, huh?
Yeah, took a couple apart that I could get the actual, the rotating discs for a roller door, and took that one and integrated it with a bigger motor. Used a mirror motor from a excavator.
Wow.
And, you know, those are powerful little motors.
Yeah.
So I put one of those on there, and that gave it a little bit more horsepower, and we can move that door up and down pretty easily then. But I had a friend of mine who does machining. He machined some gears for me to make it all work and got it all adapted. And it's been functioned 4.5 years of hard labor, things up and down quite a bit. So it's finally given up the ghost. You can hear the little clicking in there, so some of the gears are wearing out. But, yeah, I kind of figured over time it would. There's a lot of work to have to lift that big, heavy door. But anyways, yeah, it's been a great week. We got some new news that came out recently. You know, we talked about the right to repair.
Yes.
And that was being passed by the Biden administration, was signing off on, you know, the right to repair your own devices. Instead of, like, for instance, with Apple, taking it to Apple, you can now, without voiding the warranty, unless it's not done properly, because if you don't do the repair properly, you'll void your warranty. But if it's done properly, you can contain your warranty for your device, you know, that year warranty that you have, or 90 days or whatever they give you. I think it's a full year on most phones. But anyways, they passed that bill. It won't go into effect until early 2022. Uh-huh. But the good thing about that right to repair and being able to repair your own device, and the bad parts, the good parts are you now, with all manufacturers, will be able to do your own repairs at home even. The only drawback to that is there's not going to be any kind of warranties if it's done at home. Now, if you take it to a small repair shop that's now going to be considered authorized, as long as they're professional shops, will be able to do that repair for you. You can cut your costs quite a bit, because if you take it to the people who invented the phone, you're going to pay the higher dollar, because they've been able to keep people from going anywhere else so they can set their price at whatever they want.
The old company store.
This introduces competition.
Yeah.
And so now competition comes lower prices. You can take it in and get somebody else to repair it at a lower cost and do it right and still be able to maintain your warranty.
Now, Charles, I noticed you're ahead of the game, because you put a brand new sign out front of the radio station.
I did. You know, and that sign, I don't advertise much about the phone business because I do a lot of other electronics. And
lots.
So, but I do have all these people that advertise for me that say, hey, you know, go to this guy, he can fix it.
Fix your phone.
But then they find the address and can't find me. All they see is a radio station. So I had so many of them in the last month or two say, look, I've driven back and forth on the street and couldn't find it. I saw the 1200 Southeast, but didn't know where you were at, because you can't really see your sign because there's antennas and things blocking it until you drive up in the parking lot. So I put a sign out on the pole now.
And it
just says,
say?
Cell phone repair, NBR cell phone repair. Just now you can see it when you're driving by south or east or west.
Yeah.
You can see this sign.
Yeah,
and now you can say, oh, there's that place. It's inside here, so it's got to be inside the radio station, which we're not upstairs in the radio station. We're downstairs on the business level.
There you go.
Not that you guys don't do business, Tom.
No, you get to see a lot of life pass by your windows.
Yes, and then too, you know, we do quite a bit of other repairs besides just phones. I mean, I just did a whole bunch of circuit boards for a dry cleaners in town. Did a whole bunch for some medical equipment that needed to be fixed. I did a TV, which I don't specialize. I don't advertise TVs, because it's not that we can't do them. It's just the time to diagnose the problem. And these things are so big now, they take up all your space.
They do.
And so while you're waiting for a part, you have no other place to work. So the TVs we kind of do on scheduling. You know, we try to get you in on a schedule instead of just you dropping them off, because we don't have the space to store them all.
Yeah.
I did one this a couple weeks ago. It was a big TV. Had it, the box, in my storage room, and I could not move in that storage room. Couldn't get to any of my parts. I had to keep climbing over this box. So, you know, we try to work around that kind of stuff. But we do all kinds of different repairs, not just that. And we do offer computer repairs. I have a computer guy that does all the repairs for me or for you.
Yeah.
He can come in and fix your laptops and your towers or whatever you have problems with, be sure and give us a call at NBR Electronics, and we can try to steer you in that direction with him so that we can get an appointment set up and he can do the repair. He does them up at the shop, and we can get you taken care of.
Sweet. You're listening to Tech Talk, and we're going to have more coming up here with Charles Biller. And you can also call in and be part of the program if you have a question or a comment, 1-800-749-5936. We're going to be right back after this 2-minute, 30-second timeout.
Buy a Mr. Clean Car Wash membership.
An unlimited wash club. You pay that one price and you can come in once a day, every day of the month.
Keeping your vehicle clean every day.
It would be a great deal for the winter because we stay busy in the winter too. Once they purchase the club, we put a little sticker like a bike pass in their window. Pull up and it says welcome back club member, and it gives them what car wash package they paid for. It gets charged on the first of every month and you can cancel at any time.
Mr. Clean. 2604 Southeast Washington Boulevard.
Don't forget the free vacuums.
It's that time of year again when Old Man Winter is rearing his ugly head. Be sure your furnace is ready for winter. Carbon monoxide is odorless and deadly. Call Ernest Heat and Air at 918-335-3057. Be safe, not sorry. That's Ernest Heat and Air in Bartlesville, 918-335-3057. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Join K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3 and 95.1, and K1 TV when we'll be broadcasting this evening from the Bartlesville Annual Christmas Parade beginning at 6:30. You'll want to bring the family and enjoy the floats, bands, and Santa at this year's Christmas Parade. Our broadcast is possible by Moxie on 2nd, Martinet IP, Jim Sweezy Realty, Dungeons Family of Autos, and Regent Bank. Bring the family, bundle up, and join us at the Bartlesville Christmas Parade this year. Our broadcast is made possible by Waters Heat and Air, Medical Lodges of Dewey, Paul's Record Service, Pro Tent, LPL Painting and Company, State Farm Agent Danielle Weaver, Arvest Bank, and Luis Ortiz, Attorney at Law. That's this evening beginning at 6:30 along with K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 and 95.1 and K1 TV.
It's the holiday season. Bartlesville CDJR. How about a Pacifica or Pacifica Hybrid? The Challenger, a Durango, the Grand Caravan, or a Journey? A Dodge 1500, 2500, or a pickup 1500 Classic, and even the ProMaster Cargo. You've got to see the selection at Bartlesville CDJR, where you pick it out and we work it out.
Welcome back to Tech Talk. 7:42 is our time. We're at 47 degrees. Our number is 1-800-749-5936. Charles Miller with NBR Electronics is here with us, our guru for today.
Yes, we've learned a lot this last week, you know, in computers. You know, Jimmy comes in and works with me. He had several people who had laptops. Seems to be the real big problem with laptops is usually charging ports and screens. You know, people will, for instance, we had one in this week that had a set of earbuds left in between on the keyboard and then shut the lid and busted the screen out. So, I mean, just simple accidents like that happen. Then you get the ones where they completely twist the frame, you know, with the hinges that hold the top screen. And those ones you really can't repair unless you can buy a whole new frame. And sometimes by the time you get done with all that, it can almost cost as much as a new laptop. So we always try to tell people, be very careful with those. One of the things that is one of my pet peeves, and I always tell people when they bring a computer in for a repair, and they've got this thing under their arms, this laptop, and they've got it plugged into the power pack still. Mm-hmm. I always tell them, don't walk around with that plugged in. Take that, unplug that. If you tote your laptop around, if you're listening today and you're a business person and you're going back and forth to places, don't leave your charging port plugged in the charging port because you're going to knock it against something and break it into the laptop or iPad or iPhone, whatever you're doing. Just make sure you're very careful with those charging ports. Unplug your cord when you're in transportation mode and you're moving around because you don't want to break those off in there. That's a needless expense. You know, you really have to spend that money to get those fixed, because sometimes you can damage it to the point you cannot repair it.
Yeah, it's what they call an unforced error. You don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, an unforced error. Please don't carry those around with the cord still plugged in. I see that quite often when they come in the door, and we give them a quick little lesson on don't do that. That's why you're here for that charging port replacement, because you've been carrying around like this. And you know, business people are always in a hurry, so they just grab the thing, and I feel like they think if they leave it plugged in, it's going to keep the cord with it instead of leaving the cord on the seat or something and forgetting it. If it's plugged in, it's going to be attached. But it's not the smart way to device. Yeah.
No.
And people put them in bags, you know, like a laptop bag with a handle on it, and they'll wrap that cord around it and stick it in there. And
I've seen that one.
Yeah, the next thing you know it, they've got a busted off charging port, and they're like, I don't know how it happened, but yeah, inside that bag, it's going to happen. So, yeah. And then also, I thought I'd bring to everybody's attention, if you have phones, and this typically happens more with women's phones than men, but not always, is the ear speaker. You know, you can't hear out of that ear speaker. Come make an appointment with us. It doesn't take that long to get that fixed, and it's not super expensive. We can get in and clean those earpieces for you. A lot of times with women's phones, it's usually the makeup, the foundation gets built up in there, and you can't hear. Mm-hmm. So then you're only reliant on speakerphone and putting everybody on speakerphone and talking, then everyone can hear your whole conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're missing that conversation, you would like to get it back into your ear, come by and see us at NBR Electronics. We're at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips. We'll clean that for you. We'll get in there and we'll take that screen out and get in and change the filters and get it back to where it's clean and you can hear out of it.
There you go. Sweet.
Yes.
Hearing is good.
Yes. We have one of the guys that brought in one this week had spilt, I think it was motor oil. He was a mechanic or something. It dropped into the motor oil.
Ooh.
Now, sometimes things like that, it's going to be a little bit more complex. We had to replace some parts, you know, because the speaker's going to get saturated. You're not going to get the oil out, and all the dirt and dust is going to collect in it because it's going to be oily. So, you know, there's sometimes some things that are going to make it to where it cannot be repaired. But very, very, most all the time, it's repairable.
But throwing it in a bowl of rice isn't going to help that one.
No. In fact, the rice thing is a myth. So if you're listening to this, just remember, if you drop your phone in water and you throw it in rice, it's only going to get the surface water.
Yeah.
The water that's inside the phone where all the sensitive equipment is still going to stay in there for up to 72 hours.
Oh, boy.
And sometimes I've seen it take even longer to dissipate. But usually they say 72 hours. And if you drop it in fluid, the first thing you want to do is immediately shut it down.
Yeah.
And don't touch it. Get it to the nearest repair shop and let us take a look at it at that point. If you shut it down immediately, 9 times out of 10, we can recover almost 90% of those phones. If you keep it on and you try to keep turning it on to see if it's going to still come on, you're burning things up. So just remember that. Please shut it down.
Yeah. I found out the hard way. I used to have a little dog, and I'd put his water down first, then it'd start fiddling with his food, and I kept the phone in the shirt pocket. Sure as the day is long, I'd be pouring that food right in the water.
Right in the water.
He's looking at me like, yeah.
Yeah, and so what did you do, Tom? Did you turn it off?
I turned it off immediately, tried to dry it off, tried the rice thing, didn't work. I had to take it to a repair shop.
But, you know, typically if you can shut it off, it won't take you that long to get to a place where we can open it up and dry it out, get all the water off of the circuit board before we introduce the battery back to all those capacitors and diodes. And once we plug that back in and turn it on, we'll have it dried off first. But you got to remember there's little plates, what we call cover plates for all your sensitive circuitry that are on those main boards. For instance, you may have a proximity sensor, or you may have a chip for your cellular. Those have a specific plate over the tops of those. Now, we can take those plates off, It's a lot of work to take those off. We have to desolder them from the board. But underneath those plates is where all that water is going to go.
It's going to stay for
a bit. And it's going to stay for a long time, you know, more than 72 hours sometimes on those.
Oh.
So we try to get in with these blowers that we have, and it heats that up and tries to
evaporate
all that water out so that you're not going to have these problems when you turn it on. And then sometimes we give them an alcohol bath. You know, we'll pull the motherboard out and do an alcohol, what we call an alcohol bath, which isn't something you want to do, but we can do that for you. And it's a sensitive process to be able to get the board to, if it has any corrosion, come back and work again.
Hey, someone was asking me, Charles, do you still have that that phone cleaner that takes all the germs off your phone downstairs?
Yeah, I have one of those.
Yeah.
All it is basically a UV light.
Yeah.
And it's a certain class of UV light that will actually kill any kinds of, you know, bacteria and viruses or whatever. So
will it kill the Rona?
It'll kill what? The Rona? Yeah, if you get the right UV light, yes.
Yeah, you'll do it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And those can very well protect you. Because you know, think about how many phones I handle in a day's time.
Oh, gosh.
Now, I usually clean those with rubbing alcohol and stuff first, because sometimes people bring them in and they've had them in a case and they take them out and it's filled with Lord knows what that sticky stuff is on them. And they'll go, ooh, I didn't realize it was that dirty. Shut well, every now and again, you do have to take them out and clean them, you know. It's just, you know, that's drool or slobber, or sometimes it's stuff we don't want to even think that we know what
gosh,
it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've had some pretty dirty rags when we get done with cleaning those up sometimes. But, yeah, it's, and I try to clean them for the customers. I don't want to stick them back into their phone cases. And I get men that, you know, they work out on the fields and stuff. They're farmers, ranchers. And I'll go ahead and take their case and clean it out, too, when I'm doing a general cleaning, just to make sure we get them all cleaned
out. Do
they
even recognize their phones when they get them back in some cases?
No, most of them think it's brand new. Did you just swap everything and give me a brand new phone? You know, no, we took your same phone. We just cleaned it for you. Something that you should be doing, but periodically, just clean it. You know, because people don't realize how much your hands harbor in bacteria.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Lots of bacteria. So you've got to, every now and again, pull that phone out of the case and clean it.
Yeah.
Because all that bacteria just keeps going around in there, and people wonder why they're sick. You're constantly carrying this thing around that's just a walking germ pile.
You know, for a guy who has a shop downstairs, that's about as clean as a surgical suite.
So. I try to keep it clean down there. Not always. I mean, I'm a pretty busy guy in there.
Yeah.
This last week especially, there was one time, a couple days this week, where I just sat down there in the morning and never got up until I left. And that was 8 hours of sitting and working, never getting up. Missed lunch, missed everything because I was just so busy with people coming in and out. So, you know, there's days that are like that, and it's going to get a little cluttery. Not cluttery, but just, you know, just things laying around that I need to go back and at the end of the day clean it up before I go home so I don't come back to that mess in the morning. But, yeah, it gets pretty busy in there sometimes.
Right. We are listening to Tech Talk, folks, with Charles Miller with NBR Electronics. We're going to be back in just a little bit. If you've got a question or a comment, 1-800-749-5936. That'll do it for you.
Edition of Max Lucado, When God Whispers Your Name, is brought to you by Grace Automotive, Total Communications, and Jensen Tractor Ranch.
On the night when Jesus was born, I wonder if Joseph prayed, "Father, this all seems so bizarre, the angel you sent, any chance you could send another?" This is Max Lucado. You've stood where Joseph stood. Each of us knows what it's like to search the night for a light, not outside a stable, but perhaps outside an emergency room or the manicured grass of a cemetery. We've asked our questions. We've wondered why God does what he does. If you're asking what Joseph asked, let me urge you to do what Joseph did. Obey. He didn't let his confusion disrupt his obedience. What about you? You have a choice. To obey or disobey? Because Joseph obeyed, God used him to change the world. Can he do the same with you? Will you be that kind of person? Will you serve even when you don't understand? In this day of Advent, this is Max Lucado.
This edition of Max Lucado, When God Whispers Your Name, has been brought to you by Grace Automotive, Total Communications, and Jensen Tractor Ranch.
with champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
Yeah. It is 7:53, and this is Tech Talk, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Miller is with NBR Electronics. He is our guru today.
And, Tom, we were talking right before the break about how dirty our phones become.
Oh, yeah.
How nasty from all the grease and grime from your fingers. But look at your keyboard on your computer here.
Yeah. I can almost see the letters and the numbers.
It's brown in some spots and green and orange. I mean, it's just about every color. That thing is nasty. You need to clean that.
Yeah. You know something? You're right. I do.
It's pretty bad. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways.
No, he's not.
It is bad. But anyways, going back to the holiday season's coming up on us. So some good tips and ideas for Christmas. You know, some of you are looking to upgrade to the newest Samsung phone or iPhone or LG or whatever you're going to upgrade to, and you're going to pass that one that you had down to your kids. We do those screen repairs, so if you have cracked screens, you can bring them in. We'll get those repaired, you know, at fairly cheap costs, but much cheaper than Apple or Samsung or whoever's going to repair it. But you can get it done here. We can fix you up and get you back up on the road with those old phones that you can pass down, the hand-me-downs. So just remember to get in before the holiday season and get those things done. We also sell an auto disconnect cable for the iPhones that auto disconnects when it gets to 100% on your charge. The cable shuts off and then comes back on every 2 hours and tenders your battery until you wake up. So we've got those as well. You got to get in because there's a limited supply. A lot of people have already been buying them for Christmas gifts and stocking stuffers.
And why not?
So from the 180 that I purchased, I'm down to like 12. So I've got another order coming, but they go super fast at Christmas time. So
they
just
let
you know. And they're wonderful cables. They're super well built. One of the suppliers of mine that I buy all my parts from, they sent down two reps to just kind of visit with me and see where we're at. And he saw that cable for the first time, said, I didn't even know these existed. I said, yeah, and I've been selling them for several years, and people love these things. And he goes, goodness gracious, that would be a battery saver. And I said, yeah. He says, well, we got to look into maybe carrying those so that you can get them cheaper here. So anyways, that was a kind of a nice thing for my people, because they can go directly to China and buy them in bulk.
Yeah.
And so that might save my customers money. I could probably get my prices where they used to be. Mm-hmm. But as things are stuck out there in the ocean, we have to increase the prices for shipping to get them here. So
we got some good swimmers around here. We can just ship them out there and swim out there to the bay.
You can go do that.
No, I don't want to.
I'm scared of sharks.
Yeah, well, there is that.
My sister and I went to the beach one time, and I just could not believe how beautiful the ocean was.
Yeah.
And I was encaptured by it. But I didn't want to go out in the water because I saw Jaws.
Oh.
She goes, look at all the people out in the water. I said, I know, but I'm not going out there because I saw Jaws. And she goes, there's no sharks in this area. I said, how do you know? Are you a fish? You don't know if he's out there or not. I'm not getting in that water, for crying out loud, you know. That salty water is just not meant for our bodies to be in there. I'm just not going to do it.
I used to have fun. I used to jump out there in the Gulf of Mexico, and I lived down in Florida quite a bit. But if you go on the other side, the east side, New Smyrna Beach,
you
ain't a resident until you got a little bite taken out of you, because boy, I tell you, they nibble on you all the time over there.
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't get in that water. No way in this world.
You just look and say, wow, that's a nice sunrise.
I like seafood.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've eaten shark. Yeah. You know, my son caught some shark when he was down in Corpus Christi, and I got to eat some shark, and it was okay.
Yeah.
I preferred the red snapper, but not the shark.
Yeah, red snapper's delicious. Yeah.
Oh man, it was good. But anyways, yeah, we did, and we went for seafood this last week on my anniversary with my wife. We celebrated 30 years, so we went down and had a nice dinner down in Tulsa, and we were going to go to that Blue Ocean, but it was closed until 5 o'clock, and we wanted to go at 3 because we had all our family here. So we ended up going to a Crab King's or something like that, and it was pretty good seafood. We had a good time. We had a boil, and it was good.
Yeah. Super.
But now back to electronics, because we're closing up here in a minute. Over the week, I got a cool thing happen. A friend of ours was clearing out a building that they had, a family member that had deceased, and they had all this stuff in there. And he had two boxes of meters and old Radio Shack multimeter that was an antique that was just awesome.
Wow, I bet you think you just went into Wonderland.
Yeah, they gave that to me, and I took it into my shop, opened it up. It was in its original box with the original manual, and this thing's old. I mean, it's really old. And I opened it up, and the batteries, the 9-volt battery, had probably come back from the early 60s because it was a Radio Shack battery, and it was totally destroyed in there. I mean, it was all leaked out.
Oh,
so I had to go through there and do a complete cleaning, and I got it back to original state, got new batteries in it. Man, it works great. And then he had a thing called a Cappy, and a Cappy was the first capacitor tester. And any of you guys that ever did any kind of amateur radio or anything knows what that was. They were cool, and I've got one of those originally in its box.
Wow. Yeah. Was that from the 60s, 70s?
Earlier. Late 50s.
Late 50s, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
It's pretty awesome.
Where can we find you?
You can find me at 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips, right downstairs of KWON right here. And then you can find Charles at IT Village 1, O-N-E, .com, I think it is.
Yeah, yeah. .one.
.one.
Here we go.
All right.
News is next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
KWON, Bartlesville. K227TQ, Bartlesville. K236CT, Pawhuska.